Thomas Jefferson embodied America's most profound contradictions, a champion of liberty who owned slaves, an advocate for simplicity who lived in refined elegance, a man who shaped a nation while struggling with personal demons. His story isn't just historical, it's a mirror reflecting America's ongoing struggle to reconcile its lofty ideals with its complicated reality. What makes Jefferson so fascinating isn't that he was perfect, but that he was brilliantly, frustratingly human. His life reveals how genius and blindness can coexist, how one can simultaneously reach for the stars while remaining anchored to the earth by the conventions and limitations of one's time. Young Thomas Jefferson's world was one of extraordinary privilege and purpose. Born in 1743 to a successful surveyor father with legendary physical strength and a mother from Virginia's elite Randolph family, Jefferson grew up believing leadership was his birthright. His father once straightened horseshoes with bare hands and carried 1,000-pound tobacco hogsheads simultaneously, tales that impressed upon Thomas that greatness was his inheritance. When Peter Jefferson died in 1757, 14-year-old Thomas faced an independence that shaped his character. At William and Mary College, he entered Virginia's intellectual center, where his disciplined mind flourished. Rising with the sun, he typically devoted 15 hours daily to studying law, history, and philosophy, not merely consuming knowledge, but questioning and transcribing it, developing the intellectual foundation that would later revolutionize a nation. Yet this brilliant student had human vulnerabilities. His awkward courtship of Rebecca Burwell revealed social insecurities behind his intellectual confidence. After months of hesitation, he finally attempted to propose at a Christmas dance, only to deliver an incomprehensible speech that left both parties mortified, a reminder that even great minds can be undone by matters of the heart. In colonial Williamsburg, Jefferson's intellectual universe expanded through three pivotal relationships. Dr. William Small, his Scottish professor, introduced him to Enlightenment thinking and scientific inquiry, replacing rote memorization with Socratic dialogue. "He fixed the destinies of my life," Jefferson later acknowledged, recognizing how Small had transformed his approach to knowledge. Through Small, Jefferson gained entry to an extraordinary circle that included George Wythe, Virginia's preeminent legal mind, and Francis Fauquier, the royal governor. Their regular dinners exposed the young Jefferson to sophisticated conversation on politics, philosophy, and science. Imagine the 20-year-old absorbing these discussions, developing not just knowledge, but the refined perspective that would later distinguish him in diplomatic circles. What's remarkable about this period is how Jefferson synthesized seemingly contradictory influences. From Wythe came appreciation for legal precedent. From Small, scientific empiricism. From Fauquier, aristocratic refinement. This ability to integrate opposing intellectual traditions, respecting history while embracing innovation, valuing both reason and passion, became Jefferson's hallmark, allowing him to bridge divides that others found insurmountable. Jefferson's revolutionary thinking emerged gradually, nourished by Enlightenment ideas and colonial grievances. As Britain imposed taxes following the Seven Years' War, Jefferson interpreted these actions through philosophical principles absorbed from Locke and Hume. "The God who gave us life gave us liberty at the same time," he wrote, articulating his belief that freedom was an inherent right, not a governmental privilege. When Patrick Henry thundered against the Stamp Act in 1765, Jefferson witnessed oratory transformed into political action. Though Jefferson would never match Henry's theatrical style, he learned a crucial lesson. Language, properly deployed, could change history's course. Yet Jefferson was no mere theorist. While developing his political philosophy, he undertook practical projects like making the Rivanna River navigable, demonstrating his commitment to improvement and progress. By methodically removing obstructive rocks, he connected Albarbaro County to broader markets, earning praise from the colonial assembly. As tensions with Britain escalated, Jefferson approached revolution not through hot-headed passion, but through reasoned analysis. His introduction of a rival newspaper in Williamsburg reflected his understanding that independence required not just military victory, but control of the narrative, a strikingly modern insight for his time. Jefferson's private life revealed striking contradictions. His pursuit of Elizabeth Walker, his friend's wife, despite her rejection, showed a man who could rationalize behavior that contradicted his principles. His 1772 marriage to Martha Patty Wales Skelton brought harmony. They shared music, he on violin, she on piano, and intellectual interests. Yet this union had complexities. Patty's father had children with his enslaved woman Elizabeth Hemings, including Sally Hemings, who would later figure prominently in Jefferson's life. As a lawyer, Jefferson sometimes argued that, under the law of nature, all men are born free, defending enslaved people seeking freedom. However, he often retreated from such positions when they threatened his standing. His lifestyle similarly reflected this duality. Advocating agricultural simplicity while enjoying imported luxuries and preaching frugality despite accruing significant debt. In Philadelphia's summer of 1776, Jefferson drafted the Declaration of Independence from a rented room using his portable writing desk. His strength lay not in originality, but in his ability to distill complex ideas into compelling language. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal," would resonate through centuries because it expressed shared aspirations with remarkable clarity. When Congress edited his draft, removing nearly a quarter, including a passage on slavery, Jefferson watched silently, later describing it as mangling his child. Yet the core message endured, establishing principles that would both guide and challenge him throughout his career. The Declaration elevated Jefferson from Virginia politician to national figure. Though initially anonymous, his authorship became known, and the document established his core political philosophy, that societies must periodically renew their commitment to founding principles, as expressed in his later statement, "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time." Jefferson's life embodies America's central paradox, a nation founded on liberty while permitting bondage. The author of All Men Are Created Equal owned hundreds of enslaved people, reflecting the gap between American ideals and reality that persists today. His words inspired both Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass in their fight against slavery, despite their recognition of his personal contradictions. His University of Virginia exemplifies his belief in education's power, even though it initially excluded women and people of color. Jefferson's greatest legacy lies in the framework he provided for American self-improvement. By articulating principles beyond his own ability to fulfill them, he created a standard for future generations. His vision saw America not as a perfect society, but as an ongoing experiment, striving to match its ideals with reality. His death on July 4, 1826, exactly 50 years after the Declaration's adoption and the same day as John Adams, carried symbolic weight, marking the passing of responsibility to new generations who would continue wrestling with these contradictions. Jefferson's complex legacy remains relevant today as we grapple with fundamental questions. How do we reconcile principles with flaws? How do we acknowledge historical injustice while building on achievement? His life serves as a mirror, reflecting both America's aspirations and failures and the continuous work needed to bridge that gap.